garden with nobody present. Pulled out a knife and stuck it to her. He left her bleeding on the floor in the kitchen. A cake on her fingers, a wedding ring on in her hand was a note that said the wicked must suffer. And he drove off quickly to his girlfriend's apartment. But who suffers in the end? It's easy enough for us all to pretend that everything's alright with the family. Everything is safe at home. Everything's alright with the family. The bed's made, but there's no sheets on. And he begged for forgiveness. He threw himself on the mercy of the jury and told how his father had beat and abused him back in grade school in the basement den. And then maybe prison was the best thing for him. Said, oh God, can you forgive me? Yeah. But he was suffering.